From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The oil company Chevron is preparing to admit that it paid kickbacks to former Iraq President Saddam Hussein during the Oil for Food program, but the company insists it didn't violate any laws. Here to explain is Marketplace's Janet Babin. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Alex.
Janet, refresh our memories. How exactly did the Oil for Food program work?
Right. Well, sanctions were imposed against Saddam Hussein's government back in the 90s after the first Gulf War. And the UN program, Oil for Food, was created so that everyday Iraqis could get money for medicine and food from oil sales abroad. But what ended up happening is that Saddam Hussein started imposing surcharges on oil sales that benefited him, and some companies ended up paying these charges. A report from the CIA back in 2004 listed five U.S. companies that took part in the program, and so far, one other company in the U.S., El Paso, has reached a settlement with federal prosecutors over this.
So Chevron says it didn't break any laws. Will they have to do anything to kind of come clean out of this situation?
Pay fines, according to the New York Times. The paper says that Chevron could pay up to $30 million, and that would be the largest fine so far in the U.S. in connection with Oil for Food. I spoke to Tom Wallen with Energy Intelligence Newsletters about this, and he says this is a graceful way out for Chevron.
They have an exposure here, and this is a way for them to settle their differences without having, you know, anything as dramatic as a trial or anything like that.
Now, I also spoke with Stephen Lieb with Lieb Capital Management, and he says Chevron is settling, but he doesn't think the company did much wrong. Lieb says, hey, it's hard to buy oil in global markets, and he compared it to doing business in the old U.S. Wild West.
It's very difficult in any of these cases to deal with these countries on a level of, you know, what U.S. considers to be proper law and order. I mean, these countries are not run in the way that they're not run as democracies.
Now, the New York Times article cites an independent report on the scandal that implies that perhaps higher-ups at Chevron might have known what was going on.
Okay, we will leave morality out of the picture for the time being. Let's talk about the money here. Will Chevron be affected by having to pay these fines?
Well, Alex, this will probably end up being a footnote at best in Chevron's financial statements. We're talking about a company that does $200 billion, and it's a worldwide presence. And a $30 million fine sounds like a lot to me and you, but this isn't even a rounding error in Chevron's revenues or its profit statements. The fine is roughly 0.7% of Chevron's weekly revenue base, so it probably won't feel it very much.
Good to know. I mean, these gas prices getting high enough already. Thank you so much, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.